He said that he would be here by 3 at the latest, Annie replied, trying not to be annoyed by the repeated questions from her companions about when Nate Dawson was supposed to arrive at the Jefferson Square Park, where they were going to have a picnic. Annie Fuller, a widow of 26, owned a boarding house on O'Farrell Street, and Nate Dawson was a local lawyer who had been courting her for nearly a year. Her cook and housekeeper, Beatrice O'Rourke, and her maid, Kathleen Hennessy, took a keen interest in the progress of their employer's relationship with Mr. Dawson. "He's probably finding it difficult to push through the crowds," Annie added. "I would imagine that the July 4th parade is over by now, and the horse cars must be packed with people returning home." Annie shivered and looked up to see that one of the tiny clouds that had been scudding across the sky all day was stalled in front of the sun. This was her third summer back in San Francisco, so she thought she would be used to how chilly it could get in July. As a child, she found it odd to pack wool dresses for her annual summer trip to visit her aunt and uncle in the city. The summertime temperatures at her own family's Los Angeles ranch routinely hovered in the high 90s, with scorching winds out of the eastern deserts. The winds that swept over the San Francisco Peninsula were just as strong, but they came from the cold Pacific to the west, and today she was having trouble keeping her reddish-blonde curls from escaping the pins anchoring them up under her hat. She was glad she decided to wear her wool navy for the picnic, never mind that it wasn't the least summer-like, or that Nate had seen it on her 1,000 times. Thank goodness Kathleen had the presence of mind to suggest that we bring all those old horse blankets we found in the attic to sit on, Annie said, pulling her shawl up around her shoulders. At least the ground isn't damp, but I don't know what it will be like later if the fog moves in. Kathleen grinned at her and went on placing the various food baskets they had brought onto the corners of the blankets to keep them from blowing away in the gusts of wind that skittered across the park. Hard to believe that nearly 2.5 years had passed since Kathleen had shown up, looking about 12, to work for Annie. Equally hard to believe she'd been skeptical when Beatrice said the petite girl would be able to help them turn the old home Annie had inherited into a boarding house. Today, Annie believed there wasn't a thing on earth Kathleen couldn't do if she put her mind to it. And at 18, she was definitely no longer a child.
"Well, dearie," said Beatrice, interrupting Annie's thoughts, "at least it isn't blazing hot like last year, when half the grand ladies riding in the procession fainted before the whole march was over. Patrick was assigned to the parade route last year. Do you remember the stories he told us?"
"Yes, I do. If I recall correctly, he came by after the parade was over. Of course, at the time, I thought he was just being kind, stopping by to see his aunt." Annie smiled at the blush that stole across Kathleen's cheeks at her comment. Patrick McGee, Beatrice's nephew, had been walking out with Kathleen over the past year. He had promised to swing by the park tonight on his supper hour. No doubt why Kathleen was wearing her best dress, the light gray herringbone wool that showed off her neat and definitely womanly figure, and why she had refurbished her straw hat by replacing the daisies with pink artificial roses. Beatrice and Kathleen had been baking and cooking all day in preparation for this excursion, and the three of them took a cab to the park early, before the parade downtown ended, so they could stake out a fairly flat section. They found a nice place, partially shaded by an oak tree near Eddy Street, the northern boundary of the park. However, it was now nearly 3, and in the last 10 minutes a steady stream of other picnickers had begun to arrive, which was why Annie thought the parade must have ended. Along with Nate Dawson, they were expecting 6 other friends and boarders to join them. Peeking into the basket sitting next to her, Annie said, "How many pies did you make this year, Beatrice?" Pulling out a stack of checkered napkins, the motherly gray-haired woman said, "I made 4. 2 cherry, 1 strawberry rhubarb, and 1 apple." "Well, that should do it, but I might want to have a slice of that apple now, just to make sure I get a piece."
"You keep out of that basket and leave that pie alone," Beatrice said, gently slapping at Annie's hands. "I know you, my dear. Oh, my heavenly stars!"
Annie looked up quickly to see what had upset Beatrice, and she saw the older woman was staring at her hands. Well, staring at the ring on her left hand, to be precise.